Well, it is a big deal. I think it represents a bit of a turning point, not just for the province of Alberta, Alicia, but for the entire country. In recent weeks, Alberta has been ahead of other provinces with respect to winding down these public health restrictions. Viewers, may have observed that the Calgary Stampede went off in the past several weeks. Essentially. In as a business as usual type approach, and so far anyway, the story from that is reasonably positive. Just as recently as yesterday, report that while 84 cases came out of the Calgary Stampede, there were no instances of hospitalization or deaths. And so I think what we're hearing from the Alberta Public Health officer is, essentially that we're at a stage now where we can start to think about COVID-19 just like any other set of health risks that policymakers and businesses and the general public needs to confront and weigh, the costs and benefits of different activities or different behaviors. I guess maybe I'll just wrap up with this point, Alicia. I think it will put some pressure on other provincial governments across the country. To follow suit, we've seen New Brunswick and elsewhere waiving of mask mandates and further progress on reopening. And I think in this case, Alberta's leadership is going to start to put pressure on other provincial governments to at minimum justify why they're further behind Alberta when it comes to getting back to normal in our economy and society.
I do think it's becoming increasingly clear that not just Canada, but the world is going to have to find a way to live with the COVID-19 virus. But a key, as we've discussed on the show, to doing that is vaccination numbers. Alberta is slightly behind other provinces when it comes to vaccine numbers. I believe it's 63% are fully vaccinated. Now, we've discussed how vaccines are key to reopening and a return to normal. What impact do you think this policy shift may have on vaccine rates and Alberta's fight to kind of catch up to where other provinces are?
Well, that's a fascinating question, Alicia. On one hand, one could see a scenario where it takes pressure off of those who haven't been vaccinated to go out and get vaccinated. The kind of costs of not being vaccinated will be minimized in an environment where, for all intents and purposes, the economy and the overall society are back to normal. I think this is where our discussion last week about the importance of some form of vaccine passport probably becomes even more significant. As we see progress on reopening in Alberta and elsewhere across the country, it just seems to me that some form of a passport or certificate will eventually become inevitable. Let me just draw from personal experience for a moment. A couple of weeks ago, my family and I traveled to New Brunswick, and upon arrival, we had to provide documentation showing that we were indeed fully vaccinated. That came in the form of a provincial document. But I think businesses, other governments, indeed governments around the world, I think will increasingly expect that for individuals to participate fully in the economy, to be able to travel and so on, these types of government issued documentation will be mandatory. And it seems to me that's one thing we haven't heard much from our provincial governments on. We've heard some premiers resist the idea of passports. I think a more kind of practical and constructive approach would be to conceive of ways that we can issue these types of passport certificates with minimal burden and minimal cost. That I think is where we're headed, and so it makes sense to get ahead of that now.